to Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest. Funny as it may seem, I was just there seeing them at Welcome to Rockville, and I left Welcome to Rockville to go to my current destination, which is Fort Bragg in Fayetteville. So I don't even think Austin knows that yet, but let's bring As You Were on the show. How are you?
Hey, We're doing great.
So, you know, I didn't really put it together till like actually a few minutes ago, the name of your band, because I never really asked like, how'd you get your band name type of questions. But then like just a few minutes ago, I was looking at it, I'm like, oh, I get it now. Because, you know, you're in the Army and As You Were just makes sense for a band name.
Absolutely. And I think that's really what we had gathered when we were, coming up with that. I'm not going to lie. I'm new to it, so I didn't really have the decision making of that name. But when I saw it, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And you can put it obviously in an acronym too, you know, AYW. So just rolls off the tongue.
There you go. I love it. And so my first question to you, and then we're going to get to Rockville, is, what is the Army Bands Program? Because that's all of you are in the Army Bands Program, and I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. I'll let Jess take this one because she's more.
I'll take that one. So the Army Bands has been an integral part of the military since its inception. Originally, they were actually tied with the infantry. So you would have buglers and drummers that were able to give information to the troops, because when you're on a large field, you aren't able to communicate effectively without, you know, obviously our modern day technologies. But for historical purposes, we still have bands. And not only does the Army have bands, all of the military service branches have bands as well, to include, you know, the Navy, the Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. This specific band is unique because it falls directly under our recruiting and engagement. So we try to really just reach out to the community, let them know that we're here, build our fan base through grassroots, and just try to tell our Army story and hope to inspire people to want to find a job in the Army that they're really passionate about, like we were able to do.
You know, what I think's really cool about that is maybe when I was like, you know, 18 years old, if I knew about this, I might have been somebody that would have joined the Army. But, you know, I was totally into music, so I never really put music and the Army together. So that's way cool.
Yeah, it's even me, I had a different route, like we were talking last week. I didn't even know there was a band either. So here I came in the Army, I had a whole separate job, and then all of a sudden, you know, 3 years deep into my contract, and I'm like, wait, there's an Army band? And some guy helped me audition. But that's the whole premise of this band over here, is to show, you know, younger kids that we are out there. We do a lot of school events, high school events, college events, playing for those kids and students, because I mean, no one would have ever thought this was an actual job. Actually, all the kids come up to us, they're like, so what do you do in the Army? We're like, this is what we do in the Army. They're like, sign me up.
So yeah, I'm gonna be going to see a movie with my son tonight, who is in the Army, and I'm gonna have to ask him if he was familiar with this when he signed up and if he's familiar with it now. That would be interesting to find out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like there's so many people who have been in the Army for over a decade now and are still surprised the first time that they see a band. They're Like, we had no idea bands existed.
Yep.
And that's just kind of a shame.
I think that is the case with my son, because I think I said to him yesterday or the day before, I said something about this interview, and it kind of seemed like he was a little bewildered that there were – he was like, well, that's cool. But he seemed a little bewildered that there was somebody playing in a band that Welcome to Rockville that was also in the Army.
It was such a great experience. I mean, give him Austin's number. He can hook him up if he wants to come join the band.
Yeah. He's got a pretty good job. His son's actually one of those high speeds. What did you say he was?
He's PSYOPs, and like he drops out of planes into the middle of Somalia and stuff like that.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, nothing crazy, you know. But yeah, honestly, even when we were at Rockville, and this, just to put this on a greater perspective, or you know, a higher thing, is like in the regular Army band field, you know, I really, when I was in there, haven't seen a gig of this size with us playing there. And I mean, maybe Jess can attest to that too, since he's been in the Army band field a lot longer, but. You know, this was kind of a first time for all of us, and it did seem surreal because of us being in the Army band and playing on those stages as our heroes. I'm like, this is insane, you know?
It's totally insane. I think it's great. And so tell us what it was like being at Welcome to Rockville, because it's a really cool festival. And I mean, any band, no matter what level you're at, loves to play at that festival. Tell me what your experience was.
From my experience, I guess I could just kind of summarize it by saying it felt like 4 days of a complete montage of incredible and professional teams and artists collaborating to give their audience an experience that they've been longing for, you know, pretty much 2 years now. And it was incredibly euphoric, and the musicians were wonderful. The audience was wonderful. And I mean, it was an experience that I've never had in my entire Army career, which I've been in for 15 years now.
Nice. How about you, Austin?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can both attest to this. When you're young and you grow up with music, I think that is the pinnacle, as well, as far as an artist goes, you know, like I'm literally surrounded by the people I grew up listening to. I mean, you had Lamb of God there, Mudvayne, Slipknot, Metallica, and just to even be in the same venue as them, let alone playing. I mean, that was, I don't know if you can go up from there. I mean, well, Welcome to Rockville Part 2 in May, you know, that might be can't even believe that lineup. But, you know, ever since I was 13 and started playing guitar, this was what I dreamed of. And I cannot believe I got to do it. And that's definitely a memory I'll hold to, you know, for the rest of my life, so.
Well, what's really cool about that, too, and I want the listeners, and especially if there's young people out there listening, to hear, is that, like, that dream came true because of the Army, you know? So I think that's
absolutely
way cool, you know?
Absolutely.
You're serving our country, protecting our freedoms, and providing us with music. I mean, like, that's – to me, that's the trifecta, because music is – what really bands us together, I think. And I think that's the beauty of having festivals come back after all this pandemic stuff, because really, we're just one big family. And I'm sure you saw that at Welcome to Rockville.
Absolutely. And I think the coolest part, honestly, of Welcome to Rockville, that, you know, most of the times when we go in these high schools, we're some of these kids' first concerts, some of these kids' first musicians they ever meet. But what was really awesome is there was probably a 5-7-year-old little girl in the front row. And we were her first ever concert that we watched at Welcome to Rockville. And she came every day to watch us. And to me, that's it. Because I just saw myself, you know, watching a band for the first time. And really pulled on the heartstrings, you know. So you're right, it does band
nice
together, and seeing that out there in younger generation, you know, I love that.
I love that too, and I'm glad you brought up something too, because I was going to bring it up. I think you're the only band at Welcome to Rockville or any of the festivals I've done this season that got to play every day at a festival.
How awesome was that? We were so excited when we found out.
Absolutely. Yeah, and definitely helped us get a gig like that, you know. So really, thanks is to her, you know, putting in that hard work and hours too. So
yeah, it was funny because the people I was camping with, because I camped at Welcome to Rockville. Okay, I kept leaving to go to your gig. I'm like, okay, I'm going to see this band again. And they kind of just looked at me like, what do you mean again? So, yeah, I mean, I know, right? It was way cool. What a great experience. You guys are great musicians. To let everybody know also how they can follow you on social media. Get to your website. They can also download two of your albums. So give them all that great information.
Yeah. So if you want to follow us, we have our Instagram account, which is AYW Music. You can obviously go from there. We have our Spotify and all of our links attached there. Two free albums worth of music. You can download, you can listen to, and also you can follow the band now on Facebook. The handle for that is going to be Army Musical Outreach.
Nice. So is there anything else you want to let the listeners know that we haven't covered yet?
I think just from my end, I want the listeners to know that, you know, the military, specifically the Army, because I'm serving in it and Jesse is serving in it, offers a bunch of different careers. My wife is a vet tech. She works with the animals. I'm a musician. Jeff is a musician. So there's so many things you can do. Please take the time out and go look at your options, because you may not know that there's a job specifically for you. And just to even put the cherry on the ice cream for that is, you know, all the training for these jobs are paid for, and they give you college credits, and they allow you to really just go forth and do great things. So for all the listeners, if you're a musician, if you're a vet tech, if you're looking at anything with science, any type of career field, we have 150 plus jobs. Please check them out.
Nice. And what do you want to add, Jess?
I just wanted to make a shout out to Danny Wimmer Presents. Danny Hayes, the chief executive officer, and Maureen Volker Barlow, who is the EVP partnership. They had a flawless festival. So if you haven't been to a Danny Wimmer Presents festival, you absolutely need to get on their website and find one, because it is by far the best festivals you can ever attend.
Love it. And I agree, because I do all their festivals and have for years, and I do other festivals too. And during this first round of doing festivals post-lockdown, I can tell you that the festivals that I felt the safest during this pandemic were at the Danny Wimmer festivals. So that's one thing I definitely want to add too. But I mean, the lineups, you know, you're not going to find a lineup where, like we had at Welcome to Rockville, anywhere except at Danny Wimmer Festival, and maybe Hellfest over in Europe. So, what do you guys got going on after this now?
Okay, so we are looking at the iHeart Jingle Ball pre-event in Dallas, and that is 30 November. And we have the iHeart Jingle Ball pre-event in Minneapolis, which is December 6th.
Nice. Well, thanks for making us great music. And thank you so much for serving our country and protecting our freedoms. And thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.